Now, we've no pattern, no agenda here today, except to get, as they say in these parts, to just get touring. Does anybody want to ask a question?
Yes. Well, thank you very much for being here. I haven't heard that criticism. Have people been saying bad things about me, or?
Well, what? Just a small example.
I've only been here an hour. You're telling me people are already slagging me? Is that the... Is that someone important? I didn't. Well, it can't be pro-nationalist because I'm an American. I didn't think it was one-sided or partisan. I felt that what I said in the book was actually something that would bring everyone together. Just go out and baptize everybody Catholic, and the problem's over. Because the only time we're going to fight each other as Catholics is after too many rounds. So, didn't the Irish invent this form of humor? Wasn't Swift Irish? I even have to answer a question about something that was written.
Let's move on from that one.
It was satirical. I wasn't serious, actually.
There's a local newspaper here, to the exception to you as well.
I like a lot of Protestants, actually. Some of my best friends.
I'm going to take this man here, please.
Yeah. Michael, Cairdmhe Le Foge go Féile Fubal, it does bore you. Very, very welcome, and thank you very much for coming. We've all heard in the news recently that Arnie may be running for governor of California, along with a certain porn star, etc., etc. My question to you is, could he go all the way to the White House? Would he take Jesse the Body with him? And if so, would Americans be celebrating Predator Day every year from now on?
Well, don't we already have that? I mean, first of all, Arnold cannot be President of the United States because our Constitution says that you have to be born on American soil. So we're protected from that.
That was an easy question. That was an easy starter for one.
Okay.
This is your real
question. Get to the slagging question.
Yeah. My question is to you, do you think that George W., the selected, will have more of an active role on the ground in the peace process here as Bill Clinton did before him?
Absolutely not. I don't think it's anywhere on his radar. I don't think he is ever thinking about it as he's driving around his ranch down in Texas to care less what goes on here. And it's very sad because we're going through 4 years now where not only what's happening here in the north of Ireland, but also with Israel and the Palestinians and a number of other areas that Clinton seemed to be making some progress in trying to help bring peace. That's all gone at this point, and I don't think anybody in the United States is very hopeful during this period.
Can I ask you one tiny other thing? Very small. I have a hardback copy here in my hand of your book, not a softback like most. Would you please sign that for me before I go today?
Over here, please.
We need our journalists to be objective. And,
well,
can I
ask?
Yes. Where's, I'm sorry.
Can't hear you.
Your microphone, no one. Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Linda Gilby, Belfast Telegraph. Having read your book, Stupid White Men, and watched the bombing for Columbine, I'm left with one error of puzzle that I'm bewildered. How come the CIA haven't assassinated you yet? And seriously, do you have fears for your personal safety and security?
You're asking me that in here in West Belfast?
Say this pleasure for puzzle reading.
I never think about that. Do you think I should be worried?
If I'd written that, I would be.
Yeah, I think it's important. My best protection is that they believe that that there's just a small group of people reading the book, and I need them to keep believing that. It doesn't help when the book has been on the New York Times bestseller list for 58 weeks and has now become the largest selling nonfiction book in America for the last year. So, and the irony of that, that the biggest selling book during a year when Bush is enjoying all this popularity, the biggest selling book is something called Stupid White Men, starring George W. Bush. So, but I think it means that millions of Americans don't like what's going on. And that's probably the best protection of all, that I exist well within the mainstream of public opinion in America.
When you were a small-time shit kicker, you know, that maybe not enough because your profile grows bigger. Maybe this could grow with your profile.
I have a much greater chance of dying after going through the drive-thru window at McDonald's. And that you should be more concerned about that than the CIA.
One. Two.
Fresh vegetables and fruit is what will allow me to live.
Yeah. Yes, hello, Mike. My name is Douglas. We're doing a documentary. We're from the United States. And I grew up in Colorado. And so bowling for Columbine for me is very, very personal. I would have gone to Columbine High School, but I went to Air Force Academy High School in Colorado Springs. The film for me really, really hit home. It was really fantastic. We're up here doing documentaries on the conflict up here and whatnot. But what do you have to say about the detractors for the statistics that were in Bowling for Columbine, like the orphans in Iraq, you know, the numbers that were in the, you know, I've heard through the IDA, because I'm in the IDA, that sometimes you were getting a little bit of criticism on some of the statistics.
Oh, yeah, all the statistics in the film are completely true. The National Rifle Association has been very critical of the film, and they've put a lot of, you know, smear things out on the movie, but you know, everything in the film is accurate and true. And
where did you like get the statistics though for the
from Iraq? That came from the United Nations.
I can check from the United Nations.
Yeah, they figure about 500,000 children in the last roughly 13 years have died in Iraq mostly to the sanctions. Some to the bombing that's taken place virtually every week or every other week for, you know, since the first Gulf War. This current war, this is just the latest phase of a larger war against the Iraqi people. These people have been without water purification facilities and refrigerated warehouses for fresh food and any number of things. And the infant mortality rate has been extremely high, and a lot of children have died as a result of that, and the statistics came from the United Nations.
Thank you.
Just sitting here. Well, let's
put a mic. Hello, Michael. We're from a young person's program. We're making a program for RCE in the South. I was just wondering, the things that you've spoken out against have escalated in recent times. Is there another movie similar to the expose of Bowling for Columbine in the pipeline for you?
I'm making a film right now called Fahrenheit 9/11, and it's about events leading up to September 11th, the actual incident itself, and most importantly, how the Bush administration has used the deaths of 3,000 people as a cover to enact their right-wing agenda.
Your message is very important to young people, and this is a program now being made for young people, and we're all big admirers of you. Thank you for getting the message across, and I was wondering, to say thank you, is there any way I can have a hug from you, please? For the young people of Ireland, come on. Allow us to embrace you.
Aren't you all citizens of the United Kingdom?
Oh, no.
There's no hugging in the United Kingdom. I don't know if you read the rule book, but you know, it's... Please, no touchy, emotional thing. That's
attachment. Okay.
All right. But thank you anyways. I do appreciate that.
Okay.
Let me hook you up with a man who wants the autograph in the book.
This man with the red microphone, woman behind, man behind that. That's the next three.
Two points. One is, you were born on American soil.
I was what?
You have been born on American soil.
I was born on American soil. That is correct.
And the inference is, I read this in the paper here the other day, I can be German, I might have got it wrong, that you might be standing for president?
Oh, absolutely not. I would never run for president. That's an insane thing to do. I know there's a website and there's a movement and they collected a million signatures. I don't know, whatever. But I pay no attention to it.
You're encouraging everybody to stand for office.
No, I'm a bad example for the children. I should not be president of the United States. I have many flaws and things that you wouldn't want your children to, you know, follow my example. So, president is out of the question.
Second question, I come from Germany, you don't touch on Germany very much. Would you have to say something about the situation, what you think of it?
About what's going on in Germany right now? I have written about Germany in both of my books, actually. I'm wondering now if maybe the German publisher cut those sections out. Obviously, right?
Behind that, yeah. Sinead. Behind, put your hand up.
I just said if I had been king of the world in 1947, you know, I would have given the survivors of the Holocaust Bavaria and moved the Germans to the desert. You know? I mean, but not kick a part of the desert where they didn't kick anybody out of their home. Just move them to some big sandy area in the Sahara. And that could be like their timeout room, so the Germans could think about what they did. Then, when they thought about it, then they could get back into the world and become the world's richest economy. I just thought, well, it's some gift to the people who survived the Holocaust to stick them in this little strip of sand where everybody hates them. You know, it's kind of a Bavaria. I mean, you ever been there? It's beautiful. It's mountains and streams and lots of natural resources. And, you know, so I've written extensively about the German problem.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
I'm Lena Eggert from Children's Express. I wanted to know a man, a Nazi called Ferdinand Gröning, who said that the most effective way to control a population, be it a democracy, a dictatorship, or communism, was to let the people of the population feel that they wouldn't be attacked by the enemy. And then to denounce the pacifists as unpatriotic. In the light of that comment, what do you think about comparisons between the Bush administration and the Nazi regime?
Well, it's not the Nazi regime, but there are many things that are happening in America right now that are very frightening to people who believe in a free society and democratic principles. First of all, we've got a man sitting in the White House who was defeated. He was not elected by the people. Majority did not like this man, and this man's father's friends on the Supreme Court essentially installed him in the White House. So, in my opinion, we've been living in a bit of a coup situation for the last couple of years, and I'm not the only one that shares that opinion. So we have to do what we need to do next year in the election to get the country back in our hands. If that doesn't happen, I'm really afraid for the country and for the world, because Bush and his people are of the mind that they believe that the world's only superpower should be calling all the shots. And I do not believe in sending young American men or women off to fight in wars so that Bush's friends in the oil industry can become even richer. And I think that's an absolute abomination, and I'm hoping that we won't have to put up with that for too much longer.
We have limited time here. I've got four hands that I've
picked up. I'll answer quickly.
John, this man, Ivan, Martina wants a second go. Now, number five is Kripor, so first
should
John.
Answer your first question, three.
I have two unrelated questions. I have another camera. Like what you're doing. Two questions. First of all, do you feel among friends here in West Belfast, do you think that you'd be in a position to offer them a challenging analysis and might challenge their own or perceptions of the world? That's the first question.
Well, I've only been in Belfast a couple of hours. It's the first time I've ever been here. So I haven't had much time to make many friends.
Do you feel among friends? Do you feel This is a
Everyone has been friendly so far, except for the woman from the BBC. No, just kidding.
Okay, well, I'll gag up on you as well then, just so Martina won't feel alone.
Okay.
Okay, the US magazine Dissent recently had a puppet you. They basically said that you're primarily an entertainer, you're not a serious commentator, and in fact, you're letting down the left in America by essentially going around telling jokes and doing their kind of cuddly Uncle Buck with attitude image. And that. Essentially, you're letting the side down. You should be serious and grown up and use jargon more.
That is absolutely correct. I've completely let the left down. The left likes to talk to itself. The left likes to lose. The left likes to consider itself part of an intellectual elite. The left loves humanity but hates people. The left has taken a piss on the working class and forgotten about them. For many years now. So I'm happy not to be part of that cabal. I stand in the mainstream of middle America, of people who do not like what's going on. And I think that some people on the left, that particular person perhaps that you mentioned, are jealous because the left doesn't usually enjoy this kind of success. I'm the only left-wing person that's had two network TV shows in prime time. There hasn't been a left-wing book that's sold this many copies, and nobody knows when. And so because I have found a way to reach out and cross over and talk to what I believe are the majority of Americans who want to see a change in our country, but the left has never figured out how to talk to them, only to talk to them in this way, as opposed to in a welcoming way, or with humor, God forbid, because the left has completely lost its sense of humor in America. So I happen to believe that humor is perhaps one of the most devastating weapons one could use, and a very good way to communicate with people. And I don't think that needs to be explained over here, but to Americans, you know this. I mean, if you talk to enough Americans, if you make any sort of ironic comment, you've probably lost half the people because something got lost from the Irish, British, even Canadian way of looking at things and communicating with humor. Sorry it took so long. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Hello, my name is Owen Rice from Indie Media Ireland. I'd like to connect to a question you answered earlier. And it is, do you think that the people of the United States, off their own bat or by their own forces, will be able to eject the Bush regime in 2004 or replace it?
Yes, I do. I absolutely believe that has a very good chance of happening. Do not despair. Seriously. How do I think that will happen?
How do you think that the Irish, or by extension the Europeans, could contribute to that effort?
Well, that's very kind of you, but it's our problem, and it's nothing you have to do. Just keep your fingers crossed, say your prayers, and hope that nobody blows up the world before we get a chance to get the country back in the hands of the majority of the American people.
I've been told to take two more. I'm taking three, and that has to be if we could get 1,000 more people in here. Ivan?
Michael, I'm a little from UTV in Belfast. We know how you feel about guns in your own country. How do you feel about the use of guns in this country by the IRA and loyalist terrorists?
Well, I'm opposed to the use of any violence, and guns are not a good thing to have around. I oppose all forms of violence, and I think that violence that's perpetrated by the state is perhaps the most evil form of violence because it has the power and the force of the state behind it. Throughout history, I mean, there have always been individuals and small groups of people who commit acts of terrorism or commit acts of violence, and that's been with us for a long time, and sadly it'll probably be with us for a lot longer. But to collectively have any government, a group of people, especially a government that claims to be a democracy, supporting acts of violence, whether that's the United States or Great Britain, or any of a number of other countries. That really has to be opposed, and opposed strongly, but nonviolently. And I've said this in my book, and I've said it many times before, that anytime there is a mass nonviolent movement, you can completely gum up the works. And Gandhi did it in India. He did it. The Brits were paralyzed and weren't able to deal with it. The same thing could happen here. The same thing could happen if all the Palestinians, 100,000 Palestinians just sat down and blocked all the roads leading in and out of Israel and in Israel itself. They could completely shut down the country without firing a shot or throwing a stone. It's a very powerful way to affect change, and it's a brave thing to do. The coward uses the gun.
So do you think the IRA were wrong to have done what they did?
Ivan, I'm going to cut you. I'm really sorry because there's two people, one of whom did actually get another question, so I'm leaving her last. Prakhor, could you ask a question, please? And then one last one. We have to get out of here.
Michael, I'm with the Irish Language Paper Law. Can I ask you two quick fire questions? One is, what attracted you to come to us Belfast? And secondly, who do you think has a chance of stopping Bush in 2004?
I'm here because my daughter wanted to come here. She graduated from college in June, and we told her as her graduation present, we'll take in a trip. Where would you like to go? And she said, Belfast and Derry. Great, I've never been here. So that's why I'm here. We're on a week-long car trip around the north and west, or northwest of Ireland. And Terry George, who had been trying to get me to come here to the Belfast, the film festival, whatever, had hooked me up with these people and said, maybe we should try and do something while I'm here. So that's why I'm doing this today, and I'm honored that they put this together. And the person who has the best chance of beating Bush is a four-star general named Wesley Clark. He was first in his class at West Point. He's a Rhodes Scholar. He was the Supreme Commander of NATO. And he's a Democrat. And he would repeal the Bush tax cut. He's pro-choice. You get on a whole list of issues. He's very liberal and very progressive on these issues. And I think the idea, the Democrats are really smart. They'd really like to win for once. They should run a four-star general who's for peace against George W. Bush, the deserter. I think that would make for a very interesting debate. I would love to see that happen. And then the woman from the BBC.
Martina, 2 seconds.
In the context of your remarks about nonviolence, then would you advocate that paramilitaries here, both loyalist and Republican, immediately decommission their weapons?
Oh, absolutely. Both sides should immediately decommission their weapons. And the British forces should leave this country immediately. Absolutely. That will go a long way to solving the problem. And I didn't mean to duck your first question. When I had my show on Channel 4, we did a decommissioning thing where we had Malachy McCourt here in Belfast, and we were live on Channel 4, and we just kept calling up RUC offices, asking them if they would like to decommission their things first, because we were offering two free tickets to a U2 concert to any RUC person who would turn in a gun. And we had a guy who was going to melt the gun right live on TV. We didn't get that, but we did have a Republican chap show up to melt the gun, and he got the tickets. My point, don't get me wrong, but we were driving through a neighborhood and we were, hosing down, and blessing the Protestants, because you know how that is when you're just, it's your religion, and you're just thinking, well, this is a good way to go. And I was just trying to present in my book all the reasons, why it's good to be Catholic. We have more sex, that's clear. Who wouldn't want that? We have more, all our holy days will be holidays, so we have a lot more holy days than the Anglican Church does. So more days off. If you offer more days off to the Protestants, some of them here in Northern Ireland, just by switching over to Catholicism, I think they'll go for it. If they just get into the virgin birth thing and the Immaculate Conception, there's 2 days off right there from work, and I think the problem will be solved here in Northern Ireland. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.